Good morning. So glad you're hanging out with us. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. In less than an hour, well, to be fair, sometimes we're late. How about an hour from now? Around an hour from now, we've got your chance to qualify for a trip to go to Bonnaroo. And just for getting to be part of that, you're going to get qualified and you're going to get some digital downloads of artists that are going to be playing this year at Bonnaroo. So that's coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Nobody won last night the $550 million Powerball jackpot. The winning numbers were 10, 14, 5, 53, 63, and the Powerball number of 21. I don't know why. It's not that I don't like my job, but I dream of hitting that Powerball, and oh, I would quit. I mean, like, you'd still see me around town. Like, you'd know that I didn't die or
but
disappear,
see,
but I wouldn't talk at all.
I thought
all.
That you said you would be, like, bored to death and you, like, can't stand, like, doing nothing.
I know you hate vacations.
I know, but money doesn't mean I... Well, actually, it's... I don't know, ladies!
Okay.
I don't know. I guess I would actually buy my own radio station. I'd call it Radio Joe.
Oh, boy.
And I'd put on the best music that people want to hear, like Nickelback. I'd put on some Kid Rock.
So,
I
butt
think
rock.
You hate...
Creed.
Work or I hate you hate vacation because you still can't turn work off and you're still anxious about work, so it just makes you want to like be able to like get in and like get stuff done and like be anxious. That's what I really feel.
You know, just
so
control
maybe
everybody.
If you didn't have work and like you didn't even have a job, you wouldn't be stressing about it even when you're supposed to be on vacation time.
I think maybe like I would just love to go fishing all the time. That's what I would do. I just have like some land and a boat.
Boring.
Ew.
Okay, I'm going to go watch people make each other over on TV. So exciting.
Queer Eye is literally a revolution.
Okay,
so.
I'm going to go watch a mom manage her daughter who is in a porno tape and her daughter has makeup. That's so exciting.
A porno tape is very different from like a sex tape that got leaked.
Okay, totally different. I'm going to defend them till I die. But you're boring so you want to go fishing. Sorry. What Liv will be doing today? She'll be like a lot of other people, watching March Madness kick off. The first round of March Madness starts today. There's never been a perfect bracket, by the way. The chances of doing that is somewhere between 1 in 46 billion and 1 in 9.2 quintillion. I don't even know how big that is, but quintillion sounds pretty darn big.
More than a billion?
I believe you're correct on that one.
If it's more than Jeff Bezos has made, then you know it's big.
It's pretty big. Today is National Fragrance Day. A new survey found our favorite... smells are fresh cut grass.
Ew.
I love that. You don't like fresh cut grass?
Fresh cut gas.
Yeah, that's what you got going on. You guys don't like that smell?
It's okay.
I mean, I wouldn't want to like wear it.
It's not my favorite.
Oh, I love the smell. I also like it too after it rains.
I think my favorite smell is anything artificial cherry.
Ew.
I love that smell.
I love lavender and vanilla.
Oh, yeah. Those are my other favorites.
Day.
They say other ones on there, coffee, bacon, clean laundry, and cake. The top smells we hate, B.O., sour milk, mold, sweat, and stagnant water.
Yep.
You would throw on there, Alex. Is that Red Bull? Is that Monster?
Absolutely hate energy drink
smell.
Get
it out of here.
I like it. It kind of makes my nose hair tingles because I think
ew.
It's so bad for you.
I'm going to wax that dog.
Like your body is like... rejecting it, but I like it.
Yeah,
like,
my kids are not going to be allowed to ever drink that one day, ever.
Because you have health standards.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't let my kids drink it either.
No Cheetos and no energy drinks.
You're
not allowed to have anything.
You're the worst mom ever.
No Cheetos.
Yeah, I don't like that orange dust. It grosses me out on their fingers.
Oh my gosh. My niece got orange Cheeto dust all over my jeans the other day.
See, that's sick.
When we were at the museum, and I was like, are you kidding me? And also, kids' hands are always just kind of like clammy. So it like would not just like wipe off. It was so annoying. I 100% agree with
I feel like Alex has nightmares about like somebody with like cheesy hands.
Ew,
like just out of reach of her like, I'm going to get you.
Like remember Al from Al's Toy Barn on Toy Story?
He always had the
Cheeto fingers and he was nasty.
All right, I got room on here. I got a couple more stories. Should I do one about a positive thing for like a woman doing something or should I just skip that?
I mean...
Absolutely do it. What person? You're just trying to get me fired.
Okay. I'm just kidding. I don't care.
The bait.
All right. Well, no, this is kind of cool, especially in Indy. Danica Patrick will join NBC Sports coverage of the Indianapolis 500. She raced in both IndyCar and NASCAR, but retired from racing last year. The 103rd Indianapolis 500 is going to be held on Sunday, May 26th, and you can see it on NBC for the first time ever. But that's good for her.
It's like a well-known thing that Danica Patrick is like not nice.
Is it really?
Oh my gosh, yeah. She's like not nice and kind of like a mean girl for sure.
Wow.
Wow. Women hating on women over here today.
Oh, I'm just saying facts.
I hear she's friendly and sweet and lovable and huggable.
Okay.
Actually, I've heard nothing about her. All right, two more stories here. I don't know if this is your guys' favorite YouTube family or what, but this is disturbing. A YouTube mom in Arizona was arrested for abusing and starving her kids. The siblings appear in the family comedy series Fantastic Adventures, jeez, which has nearly 800,000 subscribers. That's pretty big, right?
Yeah.
Almost a million people that subscribe. They have hundreds of millions of views on YouTube, but cops say the seven adopted kids were also pepper sprayed. They were starved and sequestered for days in a closet with a bare tile floor. They were also beaten with belts, brushes, and hangers. The 48-year-old woman who runs the YouTube channel with her two biological sons were arrested for several charges, including child abuse. So I'm not saying that's every family on YouTube, but I don't think anybody had a clue. I don't think 800,000 people would subscribe to a channel if they knew those people were that sick and messed up.
It just shows you how well you can deceive people on social media.
Oh, my gosh. So I hope those kids are going to be okay and that they can get some help, because that's got to be pretty damaging to have some sicko like that. And let's wrap up Need to Know News on a good note here, okay? I didn't mean to bring the mood down right there. Alex, how is your couch situation?
Hate it. Need a new couch desperately.
Okay. You like McDonald's, at least you've talked about it a time or two. They're giving away a couch now with a built-in McFlurry cooler in it.
Oh, yeah!
They are teaming up with Lazy Boy Furniture and Uber Eats for the McDelivery couch.
Please, please give me this. I love Oreo McFlurries. It's my favorite fast food ice cream. I get them all the time. The ice cream machine is always broken. This will help fix that.
Alex, listen, normally I don't think it's right that we take advantage of things because we have such a big social reach, you know, for personal gain. But you're verified on Twitter. We need to get this for you, and then we get to all take turns sitting on it. Because here's what you got to do. It's a white four-person couch, so you got to make sure you don't get stains all over it. But it's got reclining chairs, light-up cup holders, built-in phone chargers. You're never going to leave. And a branded blanket. Got the McDonald's logo on there. It's also got the built-in cooler right in the middle console.
Yes!
33 degrees. It'll keep your McFlurry chilly. I think you probably throw a beer in there, too.
All of it, please.
Yep. All you have to do, listen, to enter, post an item from the McDonald's menu on Twitter, and then tag Uber Eats and
chicken
McDonald's.
Chicken McNuggets!
I don't think you want 33-degree chicken nuggets, but...
Give me your chicken nuggies!
Hold on, Alex. I gotta tell you how to win this stupid couch. Tag Uber Eats and McDonald's. Use the hashtag McDeliverySweepstakes. I'm telling you right now, with the reach of social media, Alex, you have a good shot at getting this.
I want to rub chicken nuggets all over my body.
All right, and then it got weird.
That's how she gets so tan and bronze.
Is that how you get your color this time of year? Okay, that is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.